With that, I'd like to ask President Killeen for any final comments and also maybe touch on the board retreat we had yesterday, which was also an open public meeting, and some of the things that came out of that.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be very brief. And thank you to all the board members for their participation and guidance, again, for a very successful board meeting. Yesterday, indeed, we had a board retreat, our annual event. And I want to acknowledge and really thank the board members for their active, engaged participation in the retreat, and also 100 and more of our colleagues from the university, including students, faculty, deans, directors, and provosts, and so forth. Yesterday, who had a deep engagement on three important issues that I think are vital to the future of the university. The concept here for this retreat was to start to work towards the formulation of what we call guiding principles that will be on the masthead of the University of Illinois system in a timeless way to reflect who we are and what we stand for in important ways. And the three topics that we selected with concurrence from the board chair, of course, and the board members, and deep conversations with the shared governance structure were the topic one was the University of Illinois system's commitment to a culture of integrity and excellence. Number two was fostering healthy relationships across our universities. And number three was ensuring environmental and financial sustainability into the future. We had three invited external discussants who presented and kicked off the discussions yesterday. The first was Dr. Stanley Eikenberry, President Emeritus of the University of Illinois, and he formulated some concepts and thoughts about the culture of integrity and excellence and participated in the ensuing conversations. The second external discussant was Dr. Shirley Malcolm, who's the head of Education and Human Resources at the American Association for the Advancement of Science. And she spoke to the fostering healthy relationships across our universities topic. And the third discussant was Mr. David Coleman, who's the president and chief executive officer at the College Board. And he spoke to ensuring environmental and financial sustainability. We broke up into working groups. There was, I would say, vibrant and fully engaged conversation. And I'm very confident that we will be able to, in the next month or two, formulate some guiding principles for publication that will be presented to the board for approval in the September timeframe. We would like to get continuing engagement by board members in these three areas. And from the perspective of the university administration and faculty, this is a very successful event. And thank you for your leadership, Mr. Chairman.
Great. I made some fairly extensive comments on our retreat yesterday, so I won't repeat myself. However, I will note that during Trustee Smart's installation of the new trustees, new student trustees, she talked about the juxtaposition of being both an advocate as a trustee for the University of Illinois, but also a steward with fiduciary responsibility to the people of Illinois. And I will say, having done this now for a few years and only a few months as chair, it is a difficult juxtaposition, but it is one that we take on at the board with verve and with advocacy for the university. And it relates to something we talked about yesterday that all of our speakers mentioned as it relates to excellence. And that is that the biggest opponent of excellence or obstacle to excellence is complacency. And I think at this board meeting, and I hope the public comes to more, you will see on behalf of the people of Illinois a lack of complacency and a lack of willingness to accept that what we are now is the best we can be. We can be the best public institution in the United States. We can provide our students with an elite education at a public school and affordable cost. And we need to just keep striving to improve ourselves and do everything we do better. So complacency, being the enemy of excellence, will not be how this board operates. And I appreciate the presentations today from our various administrators evidencing that we are on the move and we are not complacent, and that dual role of advocacy and stewards. I never want the people of Illinois to think that when the board questions the administration or asks for improvement, that we are not in support of the university. No one, I happen to bleed orange, other Ray may bleed red, but no one cares more about this university than this group of trustees. And anytime we question the administration, it is with our goal of continuous improvement to be the best public university in the United States. With that, I would ask any trustees if they have any new business or old business they'd like to bring up. If not, I'd ask